Ruth 2:14 through 23. And at mealtime, Boaz said to her, "Come here and eat some bread and dip your morsel in the wine." So she sat beside the reapers, and he passed to her roasted grain, and she ate until she was satisfied, and she had some left over. When she rose to glean, Boaz instructed his young men, saying, "Let her glean even among the sheaves, and do not reproach her. And also pull out some from the bundles for her, and leave it for her to glean, and do not rebuke her." So she gleaned in the field until evening. Then she beat out what she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of grain, of barley. And she took it up and went into the city. Her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned. She also brought out and gave her what food she had left over after being satisfied. And her mother-in-law said to her, "Where did you glean today, and where have you worked? Blessed be the man who took notice of you." So she told her mother-in-law with whom she had worked and said, "The man's name with whom I work today is Boaz." And Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, "May he be blessed by the Lord, whose kindness has not forsaken the living or the dead." Naomi also said to her, "The man is a close relative of ours, one of our redeemers." And Ruth the Moabite said, "Besides, he said to me, 'You shall keep close by my young men until they have finished all my harvest.'" And Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his young women, lest in another field you be assaulted." So she kept close to the young women of Boaz, gleaning until the end of the barley and wheat harvests, and she lived with her mother-in-law. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Well, you're still stuck with us. Jennifer and Graham here, and we're going through Ruth. We're finishing up chapter 2. And if you've been tracking along with us, you'll remember that Naomi loses her children, her husband. Ruth decides to go back with her to Bethlehem. Mm-hmm. And upon their return, Naomi says, "Call me Mara instead of Naomi." And so she changes her name. But then the next chapter, the next part in this drama of a story, you see God's hand at work. Of course, through the whole story, but you kind of see it specifically in this earlier chapter of chapter 2. And God brings Ruth to Boaz. And now within this section, this is the first time in this book where we hear the word redeemer. Mm. And so now Boaz is really being introduced to Ruth and to the readers. So, Jennifer, right. What kind of thoughts do you have on this?
Yeah, we see again what a godly man mm-hmm. Boaz is. He's so generous. And I think this is pretty cool, again, remembering that Ruth is a Moabite
yeah.
and she's a foreigner. That's and good. Yet he is recognizing that she is supporting her mother-in-law, that she's left her country, that she's come here, that she wants to be under the wings of the Lord. Mm. So it's a faith journey as well. And he's welcoming. He's not keeping her at arm's distance, which is interesting given how they've been told in the past to deal with the Moabites. And so this is another foreshadowing of Boaz, you know, imaging who God is to us and how he welcomes foreigners into his family. So he's very generous with her. And he, again, she gleans. And I think there's also a lot of language in here about her being satisfied.
Yeah.
And there's some left over. And then she comes with this ephah of barley.
Yeah.
How much did you say that was?
The first thing I looked at, I think it said 35 liters. And I was like, well, we don't know anything about that. And so then I looked that up and it was like giving me an answer in gallons. And I was like, well, I don't, this isn't yeah. like what. Okay. So I think it's around 49 to 50 pounds.
Wow.
I mean, she is carrying a lot of, I remember reading one time that it, you know, give or take days or so, but I mean, that might have been up to a month's supply of work and food, at least
right.
for them to eat. And they were certainly hungry. And that's one of the reasons why. And in verse two at the beginning, Ruth says, "Let me go glean among the ears of grain."
Right.
They're hungry. And
yeah.
so they want to go get something.
And they're so poor. And so the gleaning yeah. was meant to be you gather up
yeah.
enough for a day or you're getting the stuff that's dropped on
it's
the ground.
It's the scraps.
And she is getting 50 pounds. So again,
yeah.
that theme that we identified mm-hmm. early on about emptiness to fullness, you're starting to see, okay, there's real fruitfulness here. There's life here And there's more than she even asked for in grain, which kind of points us to even something bigger coming. But the other thing I love about this passage is how she comes home and it's like, Naomi's like, whoa, like, is that what, you know, she's kind of like, you can kind of give here the shock, like, that's all you gleaned? And then she's like, where did you glean? So then she says the name Boaz, and it's like, you can just feel this, this light, like, come on in Naomi. And we've been kind of talking about her depression, her bitterness has been coloring her, how she's seeing her circumstances and characterizing God. And all of a sudden, she lights up and she says the word Redeemer. He's one of our Redeemers. So it's like she's going back to this thing that God has provided for them, and women in particular, which this is such a compassionate thing that the Lord did for women in this culture in providing this Levirate marriage. If her husband died, that she could still be part of the family that she was in, and usually went to the next of kin, which would be the brother, would marry her and then provide an heir for the brother. Because this whole idea of land and descendants and blessing, I mean, it was this the crux of their faith. They were believing in the promises made to Abraham.
Yeah, and this was a way to preserve God's people.
Right.
From, you know, mingling with those who are pagan and be unequally yoked and would be like the Moabites, in fact.
Yeah.
And so there's laws in order to preserve this line. And this is why we see, you know, even in the beginning of Matthew, which we'll talk about, but you see these genealogies and they're tracking these genealogies that lead ultimately up to Christ. But this is this lineage and line of people that the Lord is preserving ultimately for Christ to come.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And so Naomi encourages Ruth to stick close to Boaz and his field and the young women. And so you can kind of see like the dawning of the light here, that there is another, that maybe God doesn't, it's like you can see her. It's almost like when you see, you know, well, okay, you know, God does love me. Like, at least I'm here. We're getting handfuls of grain. Mm-hmm. You know, she's not expecting great things of God, and yet he's just delivering already, you know, beyond her wildest imagination here, and it's just only going to get better. So,
are you trying to say sparks were flying? Is that? I don't think that's necessarily what it's saying here.
Wheels were turning. Let's say that wheels are turning.
Yeah. And they will be turning quickly back to Boaz's field tomorrow. So, for Jennifer McClish, I'm Graham. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Our Daily Rhythm. I'm Jason Dees, one of the pastors of Christ Covenant, and Our Daily Rhythm is a ministry of our church designed to help you more faithfully and effectively meditate on God's Word. If you ever have a question for us about one of our Bible readings or one of your own Bible readings, please don't hesitate to text us at 404-465-1737. Again, that's 404-465-1737. Or email me directly at jason@christcovenant.com. We'll meet you again tomorrow for Our Daily Rhythm.